This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Welcome, welcome, dear listeners, to She Excels. I'm your host, Amy, and I want to just let you know more about She Excels. She Excels is a program for every woman who knows she was created for more, and that woman is you. Here on this show, we call women higher, to live with vision, to walk in purpose, to build mastery, and to shine with excellence. At She Excels, you will discover God's blueprint for true success. And true success can only be found in the Bible, the Word of God. It is success by the book. Hallelujah. And I want to let you know that this is your time. This year, 2026, is your time. And this is your call to say, yes, Lord, and go for it. Amen. And I'm so delighted to host you again today. And what we are going to dwell on today is being found faithful. I want to look at excellence through the lens of obedience and action. Can God find you faithful? So stay tuned as we unpack this truth about excelling in this year 2026. I'm excited today, and we're talking about being found faithful, and we're looking at excellence under the lens of obedience and action. Amen. One of the things that the Lord gave me last year as I was moving into this year was this scripture, Luke chapter 12, verse 35, where he was talking about being dressed for service and keeping my lamp burning. And I've been sharing this in our last episode, and this led me to get into a challenge, you know, called Dress for Service Challenge. And this challenge is all about helping me zoom into the preparation mode, the equipping mode, before the doing mode. Because I believe that a woman must become and do before she has. So it's a new way of looking at goal setting. You know, I have this goal to accomplish. Of course, yeah, that's a beautiful goal. But have you become the woman who can pull off that goal? What are the action steps you must take to be able to have those goals? So the be to have principle is very, very crucial in this year 2026, because the Lord is not just using women and getting them do things. He's helping them, first of all, to become the women who can do, because the becoming makes it easier for you to do. There is no way you can do what you don't know how to do. And there's no way you can do without becoming the person who can do. So I want you to hold that, these words this year, that becoming is so crucial. Anything I want to do, I must become. If I want to be a doctor, I must become one. If I want to be an accountant, I must become one. If I want to be a preacher, I must become one. There is a training, there's a process, there is time. There are certain things unique to each of those things I've called, which you cannot escape. Otherwise, it'll be fantasy. So many of us, we have set goals, and these goals are fantasies. Why? Because we are not ready to become what God says we should become in order to pull off those goals and see the results what we are looking for, or that God expects from our life. So today we want to dwell on obedience and action, because that is the ingredient. After you are becoming, you need to be acting. You need to be doing something. So I'll start with this statement that knowing God's will is not the finish line. Knowing God's will is not the finish line. You know, people qualify for certain tournaments. You qualify for World Cup. You qualify for AFCON. You qualify for the Olympics. There's many people want to go, but a few qualify. Qualifying for those tournaments does not mean you've gotten the medal. You've not. You're going to come and go in for the competition with others, and the winner, the first three, will get a medal. So just knowing that this is who God has called me to, these are the things he wants me to do this year, is not the finish line. It is not enough. Luke chapter 12 verse 47, I read, says, a servant who knows the master's will and does not get ready or does not do what the master wants. Think about that. The servant who knows but is not doing anything about it. Many of us are in that place. So it's just not about knowing. So this is one of the most sobering verses Jesus spoke about. So as I read this verse, I'm just picturing Jesus saying, I know you know, But and then what? What about the knowing? What about the knowing? Many of us know, but we end there. That's not the finish line. So it's a call for us to take responsibility. You know, knowing is not enough. Calling is not enough. Anointing is not enough. You can sit on your anointing. You can sit on your calling. You can sit on your knowledge and do nothing about it. How many of us know how to do something, but we've never done anything about it? I said, I studied it last year. Oh, I did that thing 10 years ago. Show proof. Nothing to show. What happened? You're sitting on the knowledge. Maybe because it was not relevant. You know, I'm not trying to make you feel too worried and, you know, and start condemning yourself. This is not condemnation. This is just saying that the things that I know that pertains to God's call on my life, that pertains to God's assignment on my life, I cannot just end at knowing. There must be knowledge. That's what God wants me to do. There must be preparation. Asking yourself, am I equipped for this or am I equipping myself? So there are some things that you'll be equipping. You never get to the finish line. You just keep moving and becoming and becoming and becoming. And the version of you right now is far, far better than the version of you before. And the things you can do. And I love this. I love progress. There's a statement as a coach, I use progress over perfection because you do not have to underestimate what time and the price you have paid, you know, will do when you invest time and price. You see that you will move to another level, just taking a few steps. You were 3 steps behind and then you take 6 steps forward. So you're 3 steps ahead. What happens? You've moved. And there are some new things that you will be exposed to that you would not have been if you stayed where you were. So knowledge is not enough. What is God saying to me? I know. Am I equipping myself to do it? That's a question you must answer. And am I executing it? What am I doing about it? So knowledge, preparation, and execution. Amen. So excellence is a bridge between what God has revealed to me and my obedience to carry it out. That's when we say, that's excellent. Wow, that's good. So excellence is not perfectionism. You know, I'm not perfect. Yeah, I want to be perfect. No. We really can't be perfect. God is perfect. God is working out his perfection in us. But we have the responsibility to be excellent. Put in your best. This is the best I can do right now. As I become, I go on and work on what I'm becoming. And I learn more and I go on and work on what I'm becoming. And that's an excellent life. Continuous progress. Progress over perfection. So in this year, I don't want you to just receive words. Oh, you're running after every prophet. Yeah, they're left, right, and center. No, the words you're receiving, prophetic words have to be backed by action, prayer and action. That's it. If not, it will stay a word. You know, a word pushes you to act. You know, a word pushes you to act. You pray through that prophecy and you go and do what the prophecy said. That's where you see the prophecy being realized. You see it happen in your life. So God has said, told me so many things and I have not seen them. You've not seen them? What was the next instruction after the prophetic word? Did you go and wait on him to get instruction after the word? Because God will always lead us to action after we've received. Amen. So this year, don't just receive words. Build capacity. Develop the skills. Amen. Show up consistently. Do something. Do the next best step. Take the next best action. The Bible says in Luke 12:48 in that our scripture or passage for the year, you know, it says that to whom much is given, much will be required. You've received knowledge. You've received input. You've received God has put the tools in your hands, but you're doing nothing about it. You know, so God is not, it's not about pressure. Oh, go. No, it's stewardship. It's the privilege to put into use what God has given to you. It's a privilege to be of service to God. It's a privilege to intentionally prepare ourselves to do what God has called us to do. It's a privilege to serve God. It's a privilege to have the Lord as your employer. Hallelujah. Yes, an assignment on our lives from God means we are working in his vineyard. We are laborers in his vineyard, like Jesus told the disciples, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he may send laborers in the vineyard. I know you may have a job and working for a boss who's a physical man, but as a child of God, we have been put on earth to do an assignment from God. You know, God, the manufacturer, made me, and he has an assignment for my life. And I must intentionally walk towards ensuring that before I take my last breath, I'm thinking about what will I tell him about what I did with what he gave me. Think about that. To whom much is given, much will be required. So God is trusting you. He's trusting you with something that must happen this year. He has placed something valuable in your hand. He has given you a responsibility, some part of his puzzle that is only you who has to cater to. What will you do? So now he's calling you to live ready. He's calling you to put action behind that word. Amen. Very, very important. So there is accountability attached to revelation. If God gives you a revelation and says, this is what will happen and da, 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 you must do something about it and you must be ready to account for it. So many women know what God has called them to. They know where they should go. They know what they should be doing, but they are not doing. They know what they should stop doing, but they are not stopping. It's not enough to know. You have to move. You have to move. Excellence demands movement, motion. It's true. It's good to sit and plan and plan and plan and plan. Your planning is good. Planning is motion, but action is what brings the results. Amen. There is this quote from Timothy Keller as we wrap up this session, this part. Timothy Keller said, grace does not make effort unnecessary. It makes it possible. Grace does not make effort unnecessary. It makes it possible. You will be able to do. The grace of God does not say you just sit down and relax. The grace of God says that effort is possible. You can do it. You can do it. So reflect on this as we take a music break. What has God already told you to do that you are delaying? I want to now put it in the first person. What has God already told me to do that I am delaying? Think about it and write it down and start obeying. The bridge between I have heard God and I'm actually doing what God has called me to do. I'm not sitting and waiting. I'm not sitting on knowledge. I'm not sitting on the anointing. I'm not sitting on the call. I am busy walking, taking one step at a time. I'm moving away from motion to action. Amen. That's what we've been talking about in the past, the last session that we had before we took a break. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Before we left off last time, I gave you one question. I said, what has God already told you to do that you are delaying? And my prayer is that as you have just pondered, as you were listening to the music and pondering over this, you have been able to identify and be able to come up with a list of these things. It's very important, you know, that you know where you need to go to work, you know, and make changes. It's important. That is the first step of succeeding. Amen. You go to the place where change needs to happen. The Bible says, Jesus said, you cannot put new wine in old wine skin. You know, if not, you will ruin both the wine and the wine skin will break, because when the wine skin breaks, it's broken. You can't use it again. And when the wine spills out, it's gone. You can't put it together again. So God is so intentional about ensuring that you're becoming the woman who is able to do. That's what we've been talking about this year as we talk about being dressed for service. You're becoming that woman who is able to do. But then the becoming does not just say stay there and just be coming and doing nothing. No, it's action needs to follow. action needs to follow small actions that helps you to begin to test and see, you know, and learn, you know, and make sure, oh, I realize that this area is still a problem, and you go and tweak it and you change and you say, where can I learn more? How can I, what can I change more? What can I remove? So it's a process. It's a learning and a building and a growing process that does not say sit down and fold your arms. Just keep doing something. Make sure you take the next best step and also make the next best decision. So excellence is preparation plus execution. They go together. You prepare, you execute, you prepare, you execute, and that's how you move the needle, and that's how you rise up. The higher calling, what God is calling you higher, when you want to go higher and you're taking taking steps, you take the first steps, you climb the next one, and you're on the staircase, and you keep going up, 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 you know. So it's one stair after the other that you take, and then you climb up, and you finish the whole, you go to the top of the staircase. Very, very important. Preparation plus execution. Amen. So if you prepare without executing, you have wasted potential. It's potential wasted. And I want you to really have that in you. And as I speak, I think of David. You know, David didn't just know he was anointed. He showed up. He fought. He served faithfully. So he knew he had been anointed, but he went back to taking care of his father's sheep. He kept doing what he had always done until God gave him the next instruction. You understand? So he was still busy, and it took him a long time until he was 30. That was when he was now put on the throne, even though he was anointed as a teenager. It took time. But between when he was anointed and when he finally got to the throne, David was busy. He was training his men as well. He got recruited into Saul's army, got dismissed from Saul's army, was in exile, running away, living in the land of the Philistines, and building men. When the Bible tells you about David's mighty men, we'll have to talk about David's mighty men on this show. There's no way we'll not talk about David's mighty men. Because when we talk about She Excels, we're talking about you becoming an expert and having the ability to do some things that others cannot do, that has been uniquely assigned to you, and showing up in excellence in that area. So it's very, very important that you know that even when you know, and you know, you have to keep doing some things step by step. I will say that again. So David showed up. David fought battles. David built men on his way to the throne. And it even looked like the throne was never going to come, because he was in exile out of Israel. And Saul was king, and Saul was still alive. You cannot just replace a king like that, you know. And David, you know, committed himself not to kill Saul. He said, no, that's the Lord's anointed one. I can't do anything. So David just said, I will keep doing what I can do now, even with the anointing that I have on me. And even so, the anointing God had on his life helped him to do whatever he did even before he got to the throne. So very, very important to know that. Joseph as well, he didn't just dream. Joseph managed Potiphar's house, and he led in prison excellently. He did it excellently, you know, on his way to that man who saw himself in the dream, and he saw his parents and siblings bowing down to him. You know, that vision of a leader that he saw himself, the trajectory to that place was different from what he expected. Slavery, prisoner, while in that place of hiding, of pain, you know, of rejection, like he was rejected by his family, Joseph just kept serving excellently. And that is what we are calling ourselves to: preparation plus execution. So I want us to take some practical steps. First thing I want you to do is define one clear assignment that God has for you this season. Define it. So go through your goals and really pick one big thing that you know, do or die, God is pointing this one as the main thing, that if anything happens this year, this is the one. Define it. Break it into weekly, daily actions. First daily and then weekly actions. Break it down. What must I do? You know, when you break things down, you know, when you look at the year, 12 months, it looks like, oh, a lot is far. No. 12 months has 52 weeks. You know, It has 52 weeks, and each week has 7 days. And each day has 24 hours. And each hour has minutes in it. So I want you to look at it like that thing that you think is so far off, there's something I have to do today. What is that? That if I do it every day, it adds up to get me to that destination. And therefore, it makes you to look at each day differently with the eye of a purpose-driven woman, knowing that every action, whether it's mundane and small, is adding up to get to that place that is so big, that is so amazing. So break it into daily actions or weekly actions or quarterly actions, depending on that particular thing. Some things cannot be done daily, right? Some things cannot be done weekly. They have to be done each quarter. You know, sit down and do that work. The third thing you have to do is measure your obedience, accountability. How well are you doing? Now that you've broken it down into days and weeks or quarters, you can actually check yourself to see how far am I? I'm supposed to be here by this time. Am I there? So you become a steward. You become a person who is accountable, who takes note of progress. Not so that you become like a religious person. No, we're not trying to make you become like a machine, a robot. No, we want you to see progress, which encourages you and shows you where you need to do much more. Remember, the master is returning, and he expects the servant to have done what he assigned him. He has to have done the fruit. God is not negotiating with us about bearing fruits. Sometimes it has to take routines for things to happen. And most often is routines. If you're waiting for your emotions, especially us women, we have lots of them. And the day we don't feel right, we sleep. The day we don't feel right, we go do something that will comfort us. And that thing that has to be done is waiting for us. And by the end of the day, we tell God, I didn't feel like it. So don't allow your feelings to dictate your life this year. Put in place a plan, a routine that will get you disciplined to keep working on it. So measure your obedience. Be accountable. John Maxwell says, small disciplines repeated consistently lead to great achievement. You say, wow, how there was no house in this place. Now there is a house. They started doing little things. You know, they prepared the land, they dug the foundation, they put the foundation in, they dug the trenches for the foundation, they fill it up with the foundation, whatever. I'm not a builder, so whatever they put there, the stones, the cement and all of that, and the rods and everything. And then before long, oh, this is a beautiful house. It did not just come there in one day. I repeat what John Maxwell says, small disciplines repeated consistently lead to great achievements. Amen. So I want us to declare this and take a break. I am faithful with what is in my hand, the potential God has given me. Amen. I am faithful with what is in my hand, and what is in my hand? The potential God has given me. God can trust me. And I believe you are that woman. Wrapping up our session for today, I'm sure you have been blessed just as I have been blessed. You know, I'm now, you know, the Lord is doing something right now in me. He's making me see the place of execution and the power of execution. You know, after revelation, there has to be work that accompanies it. And I just want you to know that the Lord did not just give you words to sit on them. The Lord gave them to you to do, you know, and he knows that you have to become in order to. That's why it's a process. And I want you to embrace the process. You know, there are some things that you will not see them realized right now or maybe in the next 1 year. But the truth is that you have become that woman who is able to pull them off. So maybe this season is your season of preparation and the next year is your season of execution. But I just want to bring this home right now that you are preparing yourself not to be that one who sits on what God has assigned, that you've been given a responsibility and it's a privilege, you know, to steward what God has given us. The Bible says in that passage that we are reading, that blessed is the servant whom the master finds doing what he has assigned him to do. You can find that in verse 43 of Luke 12, our main text. text, our main passage for the Dress for Service series. You know, you need to know that the Lord blesses those whom he finds doing. He says that blesses a servant who the master finds that he has done a great job. I'm paraphrasing. I'll just read that same passage from Matthew 25 from verse 46. If the master returns and finds that the servant has done a good job, there will be a reward. The servant will be blessed for having done a good job. So I want you to make sure that God is watching your doing as well. He's watching your preparation. He's also watching your doing. He's watching you spend time to receive from him. He's watching you go out and execute. He's watching you serve your community. He's watching you serve the church. He's watching you take care of those children. He's watching you do the things he's asking you to do. It's so important. And not only that, doing a good job. So blesses a servant whom the master finds doing, not talking. Not planning endlessly, but doing. There is a doing part. I want you to embrace the doing part. And the doing part is often really difficult because you face obstacles. You say, oh, I thought I had everything figured out. No, there was something you missed. And then you go back to the drawing board and you start all over again. Get ready for that part of the process. And all of that is not to crush you. It's to build you. It's to help you learn another thing. You know, there's this thing that he said about Albert Einstein. Edison, the guy who did the light bulb. He says he failed 999 times. That's what they say he failed. But he said, no, he didn't fail. He just learned 999 times not to do it that way. So there was a learning for him. So he learned 900. That's a lot of learning, right? That's a lot of learning. That's patience. And I want you to also embrace that on the journey of doing, you will need to be patient. In the journey of doing, you will need to give yourself grace. The journey of doing, you need to go back to the drawing board and check and see what you missed out. And that is also going to strengthen your relationship with God because you're constantly inquiring of God. What went wrong? What should I do next? And so on. One of the things I love about an assignment from God is that it really, really strengthens my relationship with God because I know I've not been assigned. It is God who assigns me. Therefore, I go to him to ask him, what must I do? How must I do it? Because God knows the details. He says he knows the end from the beginning. Therefore, the assignment that comes from God that you run with is that thing that will keep you close to God. If you look at the life of Jesus and study the New Testament, the Gospels, you see that Jesus constantly spent time with the Father because he was sent. He was sent to do something. He even told the Pharisees that I only do what I see my Father do, you know, and I say what I hear my Father say. There was just this bonding with him and the Father because the assignment came from the Father and he came down to execute it. He told the Lord, he said, I brought you glory on earth in John 17 verse 4 by fulfilling or completing, you know, I'm using different words, down to the last details, the assignment you gave me. You know, when you are assigned by God, I want to let you know that your relationship with God will be strengthened. Many people who are working on their own projects, running with their own things, not inquiring of the Lord, and I'm talking about an assignment from God that goes through everything, whether it's your job, your family. Sometimes we have made it so spiritual that we think it's only singing in church that makes what we are doing an assignment of God. God has assigned some people to politics. God has assigned some people to the hospitals. God has assigned some people, you know, in the courtroom. God has assigned some people to be advocates for other people. God has assigned some people to be kings and presidents of nations. And you think that assignment was a selfish assignment from them? No. Some people will tell you that I'm here because God sent me here. Look at the scriptures. The scripture tells us that when God was interested in who became king in Israel, it makes a difference because policies will be governed by his policies. The reason why we have policies that don't line up with God's policies is because of who is leading. So when believers take up positions, you know, that will help bring in godly policies, then God is working. So I don't want us to take an assignment from God and box it in church. Yeah. But church is a place for equipping the saints to go and do work for God. you know, it's a place of equipping to go out, equipping to go out in the marketplace, equipping to go out in the different areas of spheres of life that man needs for man to be sustained. In the farms, there's some people who have been called to be farmers, and in that place they are doing mighty things for God, providing food that is feeding communities. Imagine that the farmer does not consider what he's doing, that this is God who called me to it, and say, I'm not going to farm potatoes, I'm not going to farm. I'm not saying that all farmers are called by God, and I'm saying that as a child of God, you need to be open to know that God will speak into all areas of life. He's God of everything. If Jesus went to a wedding and was able to intervene in bringing wine to that wedding and saving the people from disgrace, it means that he can bring wine in any area. When I mean wine, is that bringing his intervention, bringing something that will change the landscape and change things that will benefit other people. So there is a bigger picture of God's purpose more than we can think, ask, or even imagine. And so let us allow God to do what only God can do. I cannot prescribe anything here, but all I know is that there is a doing. There is a doing, and you need to be faithful in the small assignments that God gives you towards the bigger picture you're working towards. Amen. And you need to be obedient. And one of the things with obedience is that obedience is a proof of your readiness. When God says go, you say yes. You say, this one. Remember, there's that story told about a father who told the two sons to go do something. One says, I will go, and they didn't go. The other one says, I will not go, and finally went. Obedience was proof that he was ready to do what God, his father, wanted him to do. He decided to go. He changed his mind and obeyed. I mean, for some of us, the first action that we would do is just obey. Obey what he said. Obey the last thing he said. Don't walk in disobedience. Are you obeying God fully in what he has already told you to do? So this year, as we wrap up, I want you to choose faithfulness. That I'll be faithful over what God has in entrusted to me. I'll be responsible, and I will not excuse why I should not do this or that. There are lots of excuses that we can give, but if you walk with excuses this year, you will see nothing happening in your life. We need to put excuses aside. I'm going to share on excuses on another show, another time. We're going to look into that. And that is a thief to any assignment that God has called you. Excuses will steal from you. So no excuses, take responsibility. What do you need to do this year? You need to obey. And sometimes obey will make you come off your comfort zone. You need to choose obedience over your comfort. Amen. So reflect on this. Reflect on this. If Jesus returned today, what would he find me doing? Think about it. Pause and think. If Jesus returned today, what will he find me doing? The Bible says that he told that servant, you know, he says, a faithful servant, verse 45, Matthew 25, a faithful, sensible servant is one to whom the master can give a responsibility of managing his household servants and feeding them. If that master returns and finds that the servant has done a good job, there will be. So done was a good job. The good job is taking care of the household servant and feeding them. That's it. Not doing something else. Many of us do other things, but the thing that we were called to do, we're not doing. So if Jesus returns today, what would he find you doing? I know you're busy. I know you're doing many things, but what will he find you doing? And is it in line with what he assigned you before he left? So let's make this prayer. Lord, make me a woman you can trust. I choose faithfulness. I choose excellence. I choose obedience in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I think that, this session has been really challenging, even challenging for me. When we left off, we were talking about that last question, you know. If Jesus returned today, will he find me doing? That is so powerful and so true, because he's returning. He's returning. So we need to be found faithful. We need to be found faithful. And this session, or this, what we've been dwelling on today is excellence through obedience and action that proves that we are faithful. God is looking for faithful and sensible servants, and you are one of them. Yes, you're listening to me, and I'm one of them. But it does not just come like that. It takes action, the doing. So the father sent two sons. One says, I will go, and did not go. The other one said, I will not go, and later on went. And credit was given to the one who changed his mind and went. You can change your mind. If you've been disobedient to God, if you have found yourself busy with other things that God did not assign you to, because you saw your friends doing it, because you saw it on the internet, because that's what is trending in the world, you don't do what is trending in the world. You do what God has assigned you. If he says stack the chairs, when he comes back, he wants to see that the chairs have been stacked. While he said stack the chairs and he told another person to prepare the flowers, and you say, oh, I love the flowers, I'm going for the flowers, I'm going to prepare the flowers. No. You have not a faithful, sensible servant. I told you to stack the chairs, but you saw a shining object, and the shining object syndrome got hold of your heart and you went to prepare flowers. I will reckon it faithful, the one who was called to flowers, doing flowers, and you not faithful. So stay on your lane. We are going to stay on our lane and not just stay there, but we will make progress and keep moving. That's our assignment. So we need to know that the revelation or the word from God or the assignment of God needs execution. Go and execute. Go and execute. So it's been a pleasure for me, you know, sharing this with you. And I've learned a lot myself. And I'm really going to sit on this and just really make sure that whatever I'm doing is in alignment with what he wants me to do. And I just want to give you an amazing gift. If you're interested, we are doing a 21-day Dress for Service Challenge, which is our preparation, amen, so that we are fully dressed for what God has called us to. So if you want the declarations we make on a daily basis, today is day 12, DM us and just say Dress for Service with your name and your email address, and we'll make sure you get it. Our WhatsApp number is 081-729-1657. And if you want to get it on through your email, email us at info@kpulpit.co.za. We can't wait to hear from you and to hear how you are busy putting to practice the things that you're learning from the She Excels show. Send us an email, WhatsApp us, and tell us what is happening. We would like to celebrate and praise the Lord together with you. Until next week, continue to shine for Jesus and keep doing. Get dressed for service. God bless you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.